Dean Ashram, everyone, there's some questions.
Yes. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And is it going to appear on there? Aha.
Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are two kinds of instructing spiritual masters. One is liberated person fully absorbed in meditation, in devotional service, and the other is he who invokes the disciple's spiritual consciousness by means of the relevant instructions. So what are these types of spiritual...
What is the Bengali?
So unfortunately, we miss this.
I think we need to look at that.
Sure.
You don't have Adi Leela?
Yeah, we have.
It's Adi Leela, Volume 1.
Okay.
When these questions come like this, it's good to have the verse reference. You know, the verse is Siksha Guru Ke Tajani Krishna Rasarup Antarjami Bhakta Shrestha Duyak. I mean, A Dui Rup. Say, Antaryami is one, Bhakta Shrestha is the other. Antaryami means Chaitya Guru, sometimes equated with Super Soul, but we can say more specifically Chaitya Guru. That's what it says here. Antarjami is one. Bhakta Shrestha, the best amongst the devotees, is the other. These are the two. So, but that said, Srila Guru Maharaj will say, all Vaishnavas may be in the capacity of Shiksha Guru. I think of some of my old friends in ISKCON, one devotee said about another devotee, he said, who was the first one he met. He said, I saw him as the most advanced spiritual person in the universe. And we would smile. I mean, we all knew each other. So and this was a devotee, you could say, whom he was speaking of, did not have the reputation of being like that. I mean, that's quite an extraordinary reputation. Still, he said, when I met him, I saw him as the most advanced spiritual personality in the universe I ever met in my life. And what I said then, I say now, he was. Up to that point in his life, this was the most advanced spiritual personality that he'd ever met. He was a source of contact with reality. Someone, a devotee of Srila Prabhupada, who was acting under his direction, his orders, to distribute Krishna consciousness according to his capacity. So he's following Prabhupada's order, Saraswati Thakur's order, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mahaprabhu, Amaragyai Guru Hoya Tarae Desh, Jari Dakotari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. He was giving Krishna Upadesh according to the best of his ability. And that aspiring servitor, that other devotee, he got something substantial from him. Right? Whereas from Jnani Prayasam Udapasana Mandeva, from all the years, lives, speculating about this, that, and the other thing, what did he get? Nothing substantial, really. Just another deluded misconception, false perception, misreading of himself, the environment, the world, and meeting this devotee. This was the beginning of his touch with reality. Jnane prayasam udupasanam anteva jivanti sanmukharita sanmukharitam bhavadiya bhartam stanestita shrutigatam tanuvan monobir ye prayaso jita jito piyasitai shrilokyam. Ajita, you can't conquer him with your intellect, your mind, your imagination. Whatever we might think is infinite. What does Krishna tell Arjuna? Ekangsena stito jagat. When you're stretching your brain to the maximum, and you think you call that infinite? That's finite for me. It's an atom of infinite. Ekangsena, ekangsena stito. This, all of this that you think, I'm not even directly concerned with that. It's through my expansions, extensions. Brahma Stuti says, they may be able to count all the grains of sand, all the atoms there are. I'm sure if you Google and say, how many atoms are there in the known universe? There'll be a number. According to Dr. from the university, there are this many atoms in the known universe, more or less. He doesn't have the audacity to say the exact number. But within, a certain margin of error. Plus or minus 3%. Brahma says they may be able to do that. To calculate that someday. He said, but they'll never be able to calculate your inexhaustible glories. Who is primarily responsible for all this glorification of Krishna? Ananta Shesh. With his thousands of mouths been glorifying, singing the glories of Krishna since before the beginning of time and creation, and still has not reached the end, cannot exhaust the glories of Krishna. That's Brahma's conclusion. An expression after this transformation in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. And it's consistent with the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Janmadyasya yatonvayad itaratas cha arteshu abhigya swarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yatsuraya. Even the suras, they're the demigods, the gods, goddesses. They're bewildered, trying to fathom Krishna. Whether Chaturmukh Brahma with his four heads, or any other. He said, so, and that Brahma says, so what shall we do? Jnane prayasam udupasanam anteva. Give up trying to measure him. By finite means. It's like when they have to measure certain things, you have to start using light year. Can't say, well, how many meters is that? No, it won't be helpful for this type of measurement to use meters or kilometers. You'll have to use light year. That will be more helpful. So by hearing stanestita srutigatam, that means hearing from Krishna's agent, someone who's authorized to speak on his behalf. So Guru Maharaj is telling all the Vaishnavas in this sense, maybe Shiksha Guru, because they're, what does it say here? Invoking the disciples' spiritual consciousness by means of relevant instructions. Relevant instruction may come from many. So we do not dismiss advice from our peers or even those who are apparently in a junior position, as they may also be subjected to Krishna's agency, being used as Krishna's agent to reveal something to us. Sometimes through opposition that comes to enhance what is noble and bona fide and real and true, it has its place. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his song, that it is Leela Pushti. It's helping to nourish the Leela. So there's counterpoint or opposition, non-Krishna, and the devotees convert non-Krishna to Krishna. There's extreme non-Krishna, like Maya, and then there's more delightful versions of non-Krishna, like Vishnu. It's non-Krishna in one sense, in a very delightful, higher sense. So the opposition, there's out-and-out opposition, the atheism opposed, and then gradation, gradation, gradation. In the upper world, there's sweet opposition. It's also enhancing the leela or pastimes. We're just in the throes of celebrating the Rath Yatra. Krishna, Dwaraka Krishna, feeling the pull of Vrindavan. What kind of pull is that? It means the heart, the devotion in the hearts of the Brajabasis, they're pulling Krishna in that direction, really. Krishna stunned, unable to move from his position in Dwaraka. He's on the chariot and being carried by his servitors and paraphernalia, and anyone who has the good fortune to pull one of the ropes, which Mahaprabhu told devotees. He said, actually, it's Anantadev, Anantashesh. That's one of his expansions, are the ropes that are pulling Jagannath, pulling the chariots and anything. So make them good ones. Gave them that seva. Every year you'll bring these. So Jagannath now in Gundicha, Vrindavan, there are gardens along the way that Mahaprabhu and his devotees see as the different, you can say 12 gardens, they're seeing as 12 forests of Vrindavan. So in each one, Mahaprabhu is entering with a particular mood, particular pastimes. Devotees are singing appropriate songs to augment, supplement a particular mood, to enhance it. It's very beautiful. We're told sometimes even Mahaprabhu is singing. But other times he's asking devotees or their singing, dancing, expressing varieties of divine mood, divine moods, and expressions of love. So tomorrow, Hara Panchami, it's the Panchami day, and there's particular pastimes that we should say something about. That, as we told, Jagannath, Krishna of Dwaraka, overwhelmed by separation from Radharani, Brajagopis, he wants to go to Vrindavan, and after pastimes with the goddess of fortune for a couple of weeks, then the Rath Yatra day comes, and under the cover of his brother going, visiting his hometown with his brother and sister, Subhadra and Balaram, they begin the journey. And after they reach, we're told that the goddess of fortune, the goddess of fortune starts to wonder, what is this? What is this doesn't make any sense, that we're Vrindavan. What is the draw of that place? It's full of nice trees and flowers and cows. It's a nice rural environment, but how can it compare to the opulence of Dwaraka? So Srivas Thakur, he teases Rup Damodar by saying, what is the comparative opulence of Vrindavan compared to that of Vaikuntha or Dwaraka? Saying, those gopis, what are they doing? They're boiling milk and making yogurt and, paneer and ghee and things like that. And, they're dressed the way they are. And here we have so many jewels, jeweled thrones. The goddess of fortune comes being carried on a jeweled palanquin by her servitors. She's dressed very beautifully, wearing so much divine jewelry, surrounded by so many singers, dancers, attendants, and they're arresting the attendants of Jagannath, abusing them, making fun of them, insulting them. They're beating the chariot and demanding that Jagannath present himself. And Mahaprabhu, Srup Damodar, the others, it was ordered by Pratap Purudra Maharaj and Kashi Mishra to show this very nicely, this festival. But Mahaprabhu and his devotees are watching this. It's delightfully puzzling. And they're saying, we've never seen this type of behavior. And Srivastava Dharma is saying, yeah, normally, if a lover is neglected by her beloved, then she neglects herself in response to that. Here, just the opposite. The goddess of fortune is dressing very beautifully and showing herself to be excessively opulent. And that's the cause of Srivastava Thakur. They're saying, yeah, so look how much opulence is on show here. And what does Vrindavan have? So it doesn't make any sense why Krishna would be attracted to that place. So Mahaprabhu seeing Srivas Thakur, he wants to bring Swarup Damodar out. Generally, the higher devotees, they're concealing their position. Whereas neophytes and posers, imitationists, they want to make an ostentatious display of achievement so that everyone will think how great they are. But the actual higher devotees, they conceal their position. Or we see in the case of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Ramananda, behind closed doors, particular type of discussion, relishing particular slokas. Sometimes mysterious behavior, song singing before Jagannath that causes Jagannath to watch Mahaprabhu singing these songs, dancing wonderfully. Sometimes Jagannath is stunned and astonished to see this. Because he's also Krishna and seeing himself, Radha Bhava Dutu Subalita, he's astonished. So Mahaprabhu warns Srivas Thakur, he's saying, Swarup Damodar is a Shuddha Brajbasi. So Aishwarya or opulence, that's not something known to him. That's his tease. Then Swarup Damodar starts coming out to say, no, it's not as you say, Srivas. Have you lost your mind? I think you've gotten overwhelmed by some contact with the Aishwarya of Dwarka or Vaikuntha, and you've forgotten the suppressed opulence of Vrindavan. We know at the very end of the Brahma Sangita, remember this book is a favorite of Mahaprabhu. He copied it, brought it from South India, gave it to Vasudev Dutt and other devotees. All the devotees would make a copy. And everything is there. It's wonderful. But in the end, after all the Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajamin slokas, comes some very important, they're all important, but like siddhantically conclusive slokas. And one, what is it saying? Sriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamai Toyam Amritam Kataganam Natyam Gamanam Api Bangshi Priya Saki Chidananda Chidanandam Jyoti Puram Api Tas Ashradam Apita. I think, what are those trees in Vrindavan? They're Kalpa Turu, Kalpa Vriksha, the mystical, you know, desire tree. And what is that land? Bhumi's Chintamani Gana, Chintamani Ganamayi. The soil of that world is made of Chintamani gems. Toyam Amritam. The water there is nectar. All the water is nectar. So the soil is made out of Chintamani. The water flowing there is nectar. Kataganam. All speech there is song. Natyam gamanam. And all movement is dance. And there is Krishna in the company of his dear friend, Priyasaki, the Bangshi. The flute. Chidanandam Jyoti Puram. And then there's something interesting mentioned in the commentary of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, this Ashwadyam, saying, although Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme taster. Said here, really, there's a this line, like Guru Maharaj wrote elsewhere, where he said, Jyotir Priti Tanum Hiranya Purusham. Sometimes Hiranya Purush, the golden person, is taken to indicate like Vishnu. But here, there's a encrypted reference to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that Krishna, he wants to taste what Srimati Radharani is tasting. This Sri Radhaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva, her glories that makes her unique, she's incomparable to anyone else. Svadyo Yasya Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vanayeva, Sokyam Chasa Maranubhavita. So really, there's a encrypted reference to Mahaprabhu there. So it's most appropriate for this to be invoked at this time. So Srup Damodarsan, the one Chintamani gem from the soil of Goloka Vrindavan, the opulence there is like an ocean, Dwaraka, Vaikuntha, Kamaya, they're like a drop. One Chintamani gem has more wealth than all the opulence of Vaikuntha, Dwaraka combined. Right? That plane, it's mysterious. Right? Although it's aprakrita, it appears like the mundane. It's, you know, what is it? 50 square kilometers. Right? Described in this way, like a small town, a village, a town. We think, no, the city is the big place. And this town of Vrindavan, in one part of the soil, an atom of that soil, are the rest of the spiritual world. Dwaraka, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, and a clouded part of the Vaikuntha, the innumerable universes. So we have to readjust our thinking. A little readjustment, is recalibration to understand this. Right? So one Chintamani Dham, Srip Damodar quotes Bilva Mangal Thakur saying, Chintamani Charanabhushanamanganam. And one Brajagopi is wearing numerous Chintamani gems as an anklet on her holy lotus feet. So there's more wealth on the ankle of one Brajagopi, more opulence than the combined Dwaraka, Vaikuntha, innumerable Vaikunthas. That's how great, how exalted they are. Chintamani Charanabhushanamanganam, Sringara Pushpa Taravat Taravasuranam, the Kalpavriksha. Vrindavane Brajadanam Nanu Kamadenu, the Kamadenu. The cows, yes, they're kamadenu. They're the wish-fulfilling cows. Desire, like the desire trees, the desire-fulfilling cows. Vrindani cheti sukha sindur aho vibhuti, a sukha sindu, an astonishing ocean of happiness, ecstatic joy. That plane, aho vibhuti, what type of opulence can you find? You'll have to redefine your understanding of what is opulence. As did Brahma, say, Yajnabhuk, who only eats the offerings of yajna. See him as a boy sitting on the banks of the Jamuna with a bamboo flute through his waist, with a stick for herding cows, some food in his left hand that he's eating, laughing, joking with his cowherd boyfriends on the banks of the Jamuna. It's the beauty of Krishna Lila, Krishna Rajateka Kela Sarvatam Naralila Naravaputahara Swarup Gopa Vesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Naralila Hoy Anurup. Just perfect for the pastimes of the central conception of the infinite. This means human-like, reality, the beautiful. And we can't discuss this, but during this pastime, you can read in the class and the Parayana, continuous reading. Mahaprabhu asks Swarup Damodar for Rasa Vishesh, like, tell me all the details of these gopis, their moods, their attitude, and he describes those things. It's inappropriate for us. But in the continuous reading, did you read that section? You'll see so many things described there. And hearing those descriptions is making Mahaprabhu very happy and all the devotees happy. And Swarup Damodar is the expert to discuss those things. What is it? The Bhav Anurup, Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second, the Bhav Anurup of Mahaprabhu. He can supply. And interestingly, this is at the heart of the matter of Rath Yatra pastimes. Everything is there very beautifully, in a condensed way, and very sweetly. Perfectly. This is how Mahaprabhu is choosing to distribute his conception. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the perfect book. As Guru Maharaj says, Madhura Rasa is presented here in such a way as it cannot be misinterpreted. Pause. And he said, and still it is misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. Well, we see, and from the high literature of the Goswamis, a sloka here, a sloka there, they're perfectly taking you in the direction of these things. That's why it's done that way. It's not lacking. Right? It's, if you can hear this and have some appreciation for it, it will take one in a particular direction. And like Philosopher's Stone, touchstone in another sense, touch the rope, you know, say, Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, come, just have some connection with this. And it's like a whirlpool. One is pulled into this divine world. Srila Gurudev was saying that in that verse where it said, Shunite, Shunite, Kaviraj Goswami saying, just listen to Chaitanya Charitamrita. You don't have to understand it. Just hear it repeatedly. And in time, something will appear in the heart. So for us, it is central, most important. And it's not based upon whether or not we can understand it or not. The finite's going to meet the infinite, as Guru Maharaj told me. What is his capacity? And if you think of the proposition that lies before us, we as finite will dedicate ourselves and get the infinite in exchange. Right? Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Right there, that's an imbalance, or you could say inappropriate but nonetheless true. But for us to think that we'll give a finite amount of our finite to get the infinite is not a good strategy. We want Atmani Vedana, self-giving. We want to dedicate ourselves. We can't sit and think. We give some finite amount and we're waiting. Where is the infinite? You know, I was chanting the holy name. I'm waiting. Unless you're Bhaktivinoda Thakur, kabe habe bolo sedin amar. But when amar aparadha guchi shudhanama ruchi, some obstruction is there. Is there another question?
Regards two kinds of spiritual masters.
Yeah.
Is it so that too much stress upon Chaitya Guru aspect is bad and but?
Well, it's not bad. It's inappropriate, because Guru Maharaj says, until you're, how did he put it? That when you're not outer directed, distracted by the environment, desire, you know, kam, krodh, lobha, mad, sarja, etc., then this Chaitya Guru, for the most part, is fictitious. It's like wishful thinking or imposing our idea and calling it divine. So it's not only not true or unreal, but it's harmful, as you say. So if we read on there, we'll say, but, it's in the next verse. So in answering what you say, this naivo payantya pachitam kavayastavesha brahmayusapi kritam riddhamudha smaranta yontarabhi stanubritam asubam vidumvan acharja chaita vapusa swagatim vyanakti. Oh, my Lord, transcendental poets and experts in spiritual science could not fully express their indebtedness to you, even if they are endowed with a prolonged lifetime of Brahma. For you appear in two features, externally as the acharya, internally as the supersoul, to deliver the embodied living being by directing him how to come to you. So it's really pointing in the direction of acharya, or Krishna's devotee, who comes before us and we perceive Guru, we recognize Guru. Anything else on this subject or another subject?
When we ask in spiritual master and deliver spiritual questions, should we concentrate more upon on the what Vaishnav tends to say us than on just our own curiosity? That once Srila Shrutara Maharaj said, I am not an inquiry counter.
Right.
So should we concentrate more on what Vaishnav tends to say than just to our questions? Our curiosity about some subjects.
Yes. Often, Srila Guru Maharaj would refer to the sequence given in Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. But three things are mentioned there. Pranipat, that's what is the approach? Bowing the highest aspect of ourselves in recognition of the superiority of the least aspect of that plane. That's the proper approach. So that's bowing literally and metaphorically. Right? Recognizing the plane I'm approaching, it's the least aspect of that is higher than the highest aspect of myself. So this is necessarily the approach, and it cannot be an object of fulfillment for me, curiosity, amusement, whatever. And it is offensive to try and use that for some lower purpose. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, Jnana karmajanavritam anukulyena krishna anyabhilashitashunyam jnana karmajanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktirutama. No ulterior motive. But we know in the beginning we have to be honest and candid. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. We're coming with ulterior motive. But our hope is by the association and service of Guru and Vaishnav that in time some transformation, conversion will take place. Pranipatani, then he says, what? Pariprajna, sincere, honest inquiry. Not out of curiosity or something, out of necessity, inner necessity. And what really is driving inner necessity? Seva. The need to serve, to dedicate oneself. That's why we inquire as a means of dedicating ourselves. That doesn't mean that we can't ask different questions at different times that are appropriate to something that's being discussed. Because it's also part of our service, as Guru Maharaj says, to acquire the proper angle of vision. So we hear something. It may awaken a sincere, honest inquiry within us. That's understandable and acceptable. Remember, Siddhanta, Guru Maharaj says, is Krishna. It's not we think like it's about Krishna or helps explain. That's true. But in another place, Guru Maharaj says, Krishna is Siddhanta, and Siddhanta is Krishna. That's why and it's Prakrita Rasa Shatadushini, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that really, to serve properly, you have to have sambandhagyan. Right? To serve in the higher plane, you have to be properly adjusted and have the right perspective and understand gradation, be able to weigh, measure, assess one thing in comparison to another. When I met Srila Guru Maharaj, and sometimes my inquiry, sometimes the questions were not consistent thematically. They're fragmented or scattered. And leading Guru Maharaj to say to me once, haven't you gone through Brihad Bhagavatamritam? And at the time I said, no. Then, so by his order and grace, I began studying that. And he also summarized it. And we put that in Search for Sri Krishna. But his point being, Sanatana Goswami is the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya. Rupa Goswami, Rasa Acharya. Das Goswami, the Prayojan Tattva Acharya. So Sanatana Goswami, in this book particularly, is showing the step-by-step gradation whereby we can understand proper placement. That means acquiring the proper angle of vision, and it's so beautifully presented there. Sometimes, and Guru Maharaj's words, like in Upadeshamritam, it's so condensed. Like in this sloka, Vaikuntaj Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad, he said, Rupa Goswami, he leapt from Vaikuntha to Mathura. He skipped Ayodhya Dwarka along the way. Because he's giving something very condensed there. Vaikuntaj Janito Bara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad. But Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, I mean, step by step by step, incrementally. That's so beautiful and so perfect. And as we study that, we become acquainted with so many other things fall in place. And you see one thing that's also noteworthy is that we hear this is Brihad Bhagavatamritam that Uttara, the mother of Parikit Maharaj, she's coming at the last minute and wherever everyone's gone, he's already or he's about to be bitten or by the snake bird and Takshaka. And anyway, she wants to hear, she's asking, you heard all this nectar from Sukadev, can you please, you know, for your dear mother. So, but when we hear this, we say, well, the Bhagavatam that we read doesn't go like this, what he's telling her. She's saying, tell me what you got from Sukadeva. And he's saying this. And we're saying, But in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika of Srila Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, if you look carefully in these purports, interestingly, you'll see so many slokas from different parts of the Bhagavatam that are connected to the same sentiment that's being expressed in this part of Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Many times. And unexpected ones from like deep chapters in the 10th canto and things like that. So, still, Guru Marissa, because what we're describing now, you could say, is more of a Madhyam approach, Madhyam Adhikari, some analysis, comparative analysis. Srila Guru Maharaj points out, one may bypass that stage, go from third class to first class by just serving a first class Mahabhagavata. And that's also beautiful. So if someone is thinking, well, not everyone is inclined towards this type of analysis. Still, hearing is so important. And sometimes some heart expression from a devotee, like Guru Maharaj says, we don't think of Yashoda as a charja, right? But when Mother Yashoda expresses something from her heart, everyone is upgraded in the process by hearing that and embracing that. When we were saying at the Ratiyatra time, 1942, Guru Maharaj more or less formally established the Chaitanya Saraswat Path. But sometimes in a hut, big bamboo pole, the flag, Bibrad, you know, Srimad Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jasrim, Bibrad Sambhati Ganga Tata Navadvipa, Ganga Tata, Navadvipa Kaladri Raja, in Navadvipa on the banks of the Ganga, but in a thatched hut, sometimes, and the mat developed very modestly. And someone was asking Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj's sister, Bhavatarini Didi Pishima, about the, we're talking about opulence tonight, how are things going at the mat? But this was someone who thought that things were not going so well, they're struggling, they don't have so much. And Pishima told me, oh, there's so much opulence there. And the person's like, what? Oh, yes. There's so much opulence at the mat. She said, Lakshmi Devi is sweeping the courtyard of Radharani. That's how much opulence is there. Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo Vihaya Kamam Suchidham Vidavrata. Lakshmi Devi performed austerities for lifetimes trying to enter Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi is sweeping Radharani's courtyard. And where Lakshmi Devi is, so much good fortune, opulence, wealth is there. So, Hridayena binu gyato yo dharmastad nibodhita. What comes from the heart recognizes its home and things that are of the same quality. Tasmai deyam tatograjam sap pujo yata yaham. Krishna tells Uddhava, therefore my devotees are as worshipable as I. As you treat me, you treat them. Madbhakta puja abhyadika. The worship of my devotees takes precedence over my own worship. And that is being echoed in a beautiful way by Mahaprabhu. Yadi gaurna hoita taviki hoita kemari dari tam dehe. Radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatoke. He's descended in this world to broadcast the glories of Radharani. And Krishna, but more specifically, Radharani, wants everyone to know how great she is because she is Krishna consciousness personified. She and her group, they illuminate Krishna conception, bring others in connection with Krishna substantially. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Namakirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gauranga. Gaur Gadadhar is the Acharya Leela of Radha Krishna. Radha and Krishna distribution mode. Radha Ruchi, Ruchavritam, enveloped by the heart and halo of Srimati Radharani. That Gauranga Mahaprabhu is dancing before Jagannath. Sometimes from a distance, Nityananda Prabhu looks and sees he's become Radharani, informed of everything. And Nityananda Prabhu seeing that, keeping some distance, not to disturb, and offering prayers. Saying, what's happened to Krishna? Anything else?
Also, we are hearing about offenses of the holy name constantly. We are still going through this offensive stage. So, where are the roots of these offenses? How deep they are?
particularly damaging as Vaishnav aparad. And by that means, and we can understand there's gradation in everywhere and everything. So, Mahabhagavatas of the highest order, Madhyam Bhagavat, Kanishtha Bhagavat, but all to not appreciate the devotees is counterproductive to progressive devotion. So the Holy Name will not be pleased with us if those whom Krishna has accepted as his own, embraced, we do not properly regard them. Krishna, in one place, says, when he's telling this about, and maybe in the house of Murari Gupta, when he assumes the Varaha Bhav, Varaha avatar, and he mentions about Prakasananda Saraswati Thakur in Varanasi at the time, saying, mutilating the form of the Lord by saying so many offensive things. He cannot speak, cannot hear, cannot walk. Apani pado javanagrihita. But the Upanishad says, yet he's doing all of these things. It means no mundane eyes, ears, etc. Anyway, he says, and when he speaks of offenses as Varaha, he's in the Varaha Bhav, his Shakti counterpart, Bhu, earth, is his consort, and they produce a son, Narakasura. Krishna's own son becomes an asura, a demon, and Krishna kills him. And he said, if my own son offends devotees, to explain how critical this is. So, like Sajantoshini, those who've been accepted by Krishna as his own, right, who they don't live for any other reason save and except the service of Guru and Gauranga and Radha Govinda and their paraphernalia. So, we want to be saved from Vaishnava Aparad. In the case of Durvasa Muni, offending Amarish Maharaj, no one could save him. His only recourse was to fall at the lotus feet of Amarish Maharaj, who took no offense. Well, that's Aho Ananta Dasanam. Saying, just see the devotees of the Lord. Although I deeply offended you, didn't take it as an offense. Therefore, what do we pray? Bancha kalpa turubhyascha, kalpa turu, kripa sindhu, ocean of mercy, kripa sindhu evacha, patitanam pavanevyo, vaishnavevyo, mo namaha. So there's so many cautions given in different ways. We are left, nahi kalyanakrit kaschid durgatim tata gacchati, to be sincere and try to avoid being offensive. We're told by Rupa Goswami that the tongue is afflicted with jaundice, and that is preventing us from relishing the sweetness of the Holy Name. Rather, it tastes bitter to us. Still, Jiva Goswami says, our cure, to go on taking the Holy Name of Krishna and the association of Guru and Vaishnava under their direction, avoiding offenses. Yeah. Where we've committed offense, to fall at the feet of that Vaishnava, beg forgiveness. Then the Nama Prabhu may be propitiated, be satisfied with us. But we see that at the time of Harinam, those 10 fences, they include many things. To the Vaishnavas, related to the scriptures, Guru, our concept of the holy name, our attachment to the mundane, many factors are there. I remember sometimes in Calcutta, we would go to see Srila Prabhupada's Kaviraj, his Ayurvedic doctor, and he would give some prescription, like some do's, some don'ts, you know, and some medicine. And sometimes we're thinking, oh, this, it doesn't really work, or, you know. But then I found that I wasn't following everything he said. I was editing things at times or things to avoid. I've thought many things. I realized when I'm not actually following everything he says to do. Because coming from the West, we're saying, you take something. And we're not thinking, you have to avoid eating leafy vegetables, or at this time of the morning, take this packet with, and then only with, you know, so many drops of honey or whatever. We're like picking and choosing and going in our own way and then saying, this doesn't work. It's nothing there. Or it's not potent. But then I found once, maybe because I was just really sick and out of necessity, where I followed exactly what he told me, what not to eat, when to take these things. I thought, I'm going to follow this exactly what he says. And I was cured. Then suddenly, oh, it works. Well, when I was taking this part and not really paying, you know, pushing this way, saying, oh, what is this? Udarate atmanatmanam natmanam avasadate atmaiva hyatmano bandur atmaiva ripurapana. We are our own worst enemy. But at all costs, we want to avoid Vaishnava aparad. Hare Krishna.